It's 8:45, live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your host, Mike Hogan. And over at Opera Omaha, Pagliacci, the clown, very, very famous aria, comes out of there. And the revival director for Pagliacci is Dan Ragazzi. He's making his debut at Opera Omaha. And Dan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
It's nice of you to stop by. What is a revival director?
That's a fantastic question. Okay. So the way opera works is that there are a lot of, the productions are very expensive to put on because they have huge casts and huge companies. So what a lot of companies do is they'll use a production from another company that's really good, and then like really good one, and keep it and bring it in and do it, and then they'll hire someone to direct it. So the original production was directed by a guy named Elijah Mosjenski. For Welsh National Opera, and then I've been hired to revive his production and to work with the singers to make it new and special and all that jazz. So,
oh, very cool. So with the company, I mean, is there a set amount of the people that come and do this again, or is it based upon their availability?
It's a totally new group of people.
Okay, so you're taking the directing notes and that type of thing and applying that to this particular
production.
To be
honest with you, in this case, even less. I had a really wonderful conversation with Elijah Mosjenski this summer. We talked on the phone for about an hour and a half. You know, I have video of what he did, so I can sort of see what the moves are, but that's not what the show is. The show is like, who did he think the characters were? What did he think the story was about? What was important to him? So like I said, we talked for about 90 minutes about that stuff, and I asked him a lot of questions and dug a little bit to see where he was coming from. You know, it's a temptation if you're a revival director and you don't have any obligation to do the original staging to just say, oh, I'm just going to make everything up myself. I mean, what the heck? But the truth is that when a really good director like Elijah Mosjenski works with a really good set designer like Michael Yergin, they make a ton of choices for you already. And it would be like if you took the people out of a painting and then it was my job to repaint the people and what they were doing. All those choices compositionally have been made for me, like the best positions on the stage for this moment, how the traffic works, how the flow works. So it behooves me as the revival director to understand what he was up to and understand where I have flexibility with the singers and where we can make things our own and where we really need to stick with the map that they made us.
Sure. And as you're dealing with the singers on this, you know, some of them may have done Pagliacci before.
Yes.
From another direction, that type of thing. So are you able to help guide them from bad habits or previous blockings or previous interpretations?
It's not even so much, you know, these are very, very fine singers, very smart people. Two of the principal cast have done the show multiple times. The conductor has done Pagliacci many times. It's my first time. Leah Partridge, who's singing Netta, is doing it for the first time. Jason Ferrante, who's singing Beppe, is doing it for the first time. So it's actually a really good mix because I come to it with what Elijah and I have talked about and my own sort of take and analysis of the piece. And then we're able to get together and talk about how, okay, well, this time it was like this, and that time it was like this. This is an option. This is an option. This is an option. This is the direction this production wants to take. It makes for a really good, rich, informed conversation.
Oh, very exciting.
That way it doesn't feel like if everybody's doing it for the first time, that can also be fun. But I think there's a lot of value in drawing on the tradition of the performance of the piece and the way others have interpreted it. So it's good.
The show opens on October 19th at 7:30 and also runs October 21st at 2 p.m. How have rehearsals been going?
Great. We've had a really fine first week. A lot of really fruitful conversations. The piece is based, it's a one-act opera, 75 minutes. So the storytelling is really economical. It feels a lot like going to the movies because it's also a rip from the headlines crime drama.
Sure.
But because it's a one-act opera, because it was based on another existing play, actually. There are a lot of character things that are just not addressed, like backstory of the people. There's not a lot of exposition in the piece, which makes it really interesting. But it also means you have a lot to talk about with the cast. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
Because you could easily, everybody's got their own backstory. So we spent a lot of time this week like saying, okay, well, this is what I interpreted the backstory to be. And they're like, oh, I've always thought about it like this. And we're like, well, that's interesting. Let's come together. Let's see where we can.
Sure. How do you merge those two interpretations?
Yeah, and it's fun actually. I like that about it. You know, it's not that the audience is going to walk away understanding our backstory. But you know, you're an actor, that you've got to know.
Sure.
It's like what we're watching is the tip of the iceberg, and we don't know what's beneath the tip, but we know there's something big.
There is, and that's how it becomes a three-dimensional performance as well.
That's right.
Of course, that infamous aria, Pagliacci aria.
Yes, Vesti la Giubba.
Oh,
the Joker's goodness. Favorite aria.
Yes.
For Batman fans.
Absolutely. Yes. And what that's done for opera, right?
That's right.
That's just fantastic. Dan Ragazzi is making his Opera Omaha debut. He's the revival director for Pagliacci, which you can find out more information at operaomaha.org. Dan, thanks a bunch for coming in. It's a real pleasure to meet you.
Thank you very much.
And break a hoof out there, will
you? Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. We return to Morning Edition right now in progress.